Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah.
I came from hard work where men worked all day under the sun with no shirts. Walked on hot sands with feet scorched, almost barefoot. Not because I didn't have shoes, but because sometimes I wore the soles through.
I was born in a small city where dreams were only for dreamers, and the cold of the streets was deeper than any vows of matrimony. Raised in a home where pain, hate, and violence had smothered love and happiness into a dead icicle silence, where educational involvement came in the form of a threat, and it was just one of them things to live in poverty and debt.
I was taught to believe in the power of education, so I learned stuff, but what I didn't learn soon enough was that information is more powerful than being smart. I traded my life for working hours from morning to dark. My voice and my pen were my true gifts, but no one knew. For every page I wrote, I stacked unread books on top of my words to keep them hidden. Because at that time, too much artistic vibe in a young man's soul in that place was forbidden.
Now I was a product of my environment, seeking the father figure I never had at the hands of men I never met, seeking attention but stocking up for years of regret. The trials of life had wrecked my college dreams, and I no longer had respect for what knowledge means. Walked into purple lights and flashing strobes, I made up my mind that I changed my wardrobe, because you see, back in the day, Sessie was not smart, so I'd adapt to my surroundings and play that part, throwing back shots of 80 proof to drown my anguish. For the almighty dollar, yeah, I speak the language.
I was afraid of getting lost in the shuffle, where I've seen so many get caught up in the street hustle. And don't get it twisted, just because I grew up in a rural community doesn't mean that young kids don't get caught up in the street scenes. I saw a few who didn't live long enough to see themselves become the men that they were meant to be. I watched some get addicted to the income streams of selling drugs, and I watched way too many become the best customers. During the summer months, Monday through Wednesday, I worked outside in the heat on the farm with my uncle and granddaddy. Thursdays, Fridays, and Saturdays, I gave old men shades, became known as the king of poured on stage, perfected the art of assholes, high angles, flat tops, and arched eyebrows. Drew designs through follicles that some still can't do today with pencils. See, I made people smile because I knew how to make men and women look the best. It wasn't a hustle on the side, kid. I was professionally
the power of fantasy and the comfort of escaping my reality. It was a tragedy, but no way could you tell me. In a sheer cat suit, 6 inches under my heels, with 3 layers of makeup, swinging around poles, trying to get my cake up. But over the bass of the speakers, I could still hear that voice whisper, "You shall overcome."
I pushed walls, oxes, and Andes from the age of 15. Now I push down walls while fostering hope in the lives of others with a candid acknowledgement that I am most attracted to the awesome beauty of creativity.
I kept reading books and dressing rooms through the gloom of cigarette fumes. I knew it wasn't for me, but it paid some damn bills and filled the void inside of me. Well, at least I thought. But I'd rush home to shower away stale smoke from my hair and the invisible fingerprints from my skin, and then drain my guilt every night in a sleeping pillow, but still wake up the next morning head hung low like weeping willows. Lord, what's happening?
The mortgage is gone. The Lexus from a year ago, it's now just a little bit to where I need to go. The Gucci wallet in my back pocket is now just a piece of leather to fold. And Ralph don't even talk about gold. The lady on my arm, she's not just a single watch on my wrist. Keeping time with how long I can buy so one before I'm practically for free in this place. Of art, music, and this industry, which can be one big, bad, nasty beat of a beat.
I came home one night to a crying baby. As I held her above my head, she shed one single tear. It plummeted to my face and began to slowly erase my fears and years of agony. It replenished my thirst for acceptance, opened my third eye to see that all I searched for was always right inside of me. This was my epiphany.
It It's too much risk to move forward, but it's far too much more risk for me to stop. My next album may flop or maybe not, but if I stop, I know my heart will stop. Because this is what I was born to do. If it sounds like blues, you're on the wrong tune. Because it's really more like purple and gold. And I'm not stopping until I let it do what it's gonna do.
I picked up a pen and filled my heart and soul. Scribed away all the secrets I had never told. I cried through my adjectives and screamed through my verbs. Found the way to the promised land as my hands built those anointed words. I built the courage to walk away.
Life continues to be challenging, but a victorious spirit shapes a positive attitude. No matter how much I have to go through, best believe I'm going through in order to get to my breakthrough. Conceding to failure has never been allowed to live in my home, and I won't allow my mind to live with adversity until my ability to dream is gone.
My mentality and spirituality defined me as a rich girl, and it was my choice which world I wanted to inhabit. So I sacrificed my friends, told them all that the streets is all you know, baby, you can have it, because I've been blessed with the ability to see the stars.
Economics is this, mostly model calculation, but determination is something that algebra and calculus can never reach deep enough in equation to comprehend. In my purpose, I am part of a much bigger plan.
I am free to be passionate, to prosper, and even to fail. I hold my alabaster box high as my ship set sail, and even at times that I break down and cry, you see these wings are the perfect Kleenex to dry my eyes. See, this ain't for the faint of heart, and that's fine, but I dare you to say poetry is just a pastime. I'm making each word before the glass line. Poetry saved me.
Listening to a Track Bangus production. Coming home to reclaim his rightful place. I was born to breathe your essence and lift you in praise. Hail to the master, got me stirred in an eclectic haze of reality.
I can.
mind, for you revitalize, uplift. You are truly one of God's most gracious gifts for lifetimes to come. Patterned in the likeness of ingenuity, you transform mere poverty into the rites of passage. The board freedom speaks shouted, masked in the unbreakable armor of faith and joy. Mental boundaries fade into non-existence, as does the sweet folly of forgotten fame. But you will always remain true, sweet poetry.
You make me feel like I can be me. You make me feel like I can do anything. Poetry. You make me feel like I can touch the sky. You make me feel like I can fly so high. Poetry.
I'm gonna love you all my life. Sweet poetry. I'm gonna love you all my life.
I circle my mind several times before I lay down to rest. Bedfellows keep my thought process alert, and I hear footsteps in my sleep. So I keep my walking shoes by the foot of the bed, see. I've tried to stay in step with this psychological process, but it's hard to make amends with those most unlikely to succeed as they tap out their insecurities on your spine and like communion wine. I've become as fine as religion, tuned to turning the other cheek, allowing the bricks of jealousy to break against the character of my own, like those thrown by Palestinians and Jews during war, though it hurts more to know your intentions than the act itself. I feel almost no pain, breaking standards with the verbal taekwondo, measuring mathematics with the likelihood of probability, probably losing your attention between stanzas, but if you listen closely, you can hear the lyrical clack clack bang against lifestyle junkies getting high off my lyrical givens without passing a word around. Before they are court-martialed, sentenced, and then carried off to camps filled with 200,000 North Korean slaves because they've been tricked into thinking slavery doesn't exist. But tell that to the 9-year-old boy who had to bury his sister under dry gravel before the snow came, before the soldiers came and realized somebody was slacking off. Tell that to the slaves of the new millennium, where the only definition they know for the civil rights movement is that it doesn't exist. Now just with even deeper breaths, understand entertainment and reality is just a bastard child of Hollywood and history. Mysteriously, we're losing more lives to the sensationalism that the silver screen brings, because misogyny is the next best thing to a weekend in Amsterdam, where chicks flip on the switch of sexual mischief and turn down sheets like housemaids, smoothing the corners of the comforter with the labels that read Made in America, which also happens to be the same country from which the businessman came from, while he enjoys a vacation away from his wife and two kids, a brief stint filled with infidelity, thinks he, and he believes that returning home with trinkets for the missus and video games for the kids will hide the fact that the condom broke and she left him with cyanide kisses laced with HIV wishes as he prays the coffin fits that led him to the doctor visit would just go away. Because breathing happens to be the very best thing of living. Now allow yourself to believe that change can come with the rising of the sun, and we can all break bread, ribs, and $100 bills if we just break the tension. Collectively board this conscious train of thought. Realize it's okay to fear worldly visions with combative smoke rings. Just live through these words. Fix your gaze to stare helplessly into the light of injustice and challenge those force-fed obvious answers with questions that probe the obscure. Then we can win battle scars of wisdom, collecting decayed brain cells in the process, and refuse to hold slavery camps for the future and AIDS epidemic that will capture tomorrow and our lives since the beginning of time. It is time to encourage irrationalists to inhale the color and aromas that only intensify our daydreams and nightmares and all in between. I said, wake up and smell the poetic license where birth and death and life exist. But for now, just
I'm not afraid to All right. Welcome to the replay show of the Black Butterfly, and it was ladies' night. We had a lot of technical difficulties earlier this evening, and I was not able to finish the show, but committed as I am to bringing you guys a good show, I have decided to replay it. So those that want to get on the mic, 347-826-9842. And hopefully we'll have a steady show where we can hear tracks and music, because that's what I love, and I know you love it too, because that's why you guys are here. Shout out to Facebook and especially Mr. David, a.k.a. Nephew, who called through earlier today, and shout out his auntie. Much love. Shout out to DZD that came through. And Sanat that came through, appreciate the love that you guys are showing. Even though, you know, being on BTR, running an internet show, it can be heck sometimes with these technical difficulties. Log Talk, we're having a lot of shows on at times, which causes other shows to lag and switchboard having issues and all that sort of thing. But anyhow, I was reading pieces from the Black Women Poetry Group earlier, as well as playing poetry tracks. I do have some pieces that I still need to share with you guys, but we can tune into that for later on in the show while I'll be airing those. Okay? So, let's see what we got here. We have some more. We're going to rerun Rochelle Claiborne. This one here. This piece, she flipped it. I mean, she flipped it every which way she could. And it was very unique on how she started out, because you would have thought she would have gave praise to what she was talking about, and indeed she was actually not. So it was pretty funny to hear that. Right now, BTR is still giving me some trouble, so I'm going to go ahead and read a piece to you guys. This one is one of my favorites because it talks about my love for poetry. And it's titled, My Life. My existence is for your name, and I attest that you are the air I breathe. I am the picture, but honey, you are the frame. And you make sense to me when things are strange. The only thing that I perceive, you're my island and summer breeze. So please, never leave. For you are brighter than the sun. You're larger than the rainforest. My medicine to make me numb. You're that rhythm to the thumping drum. So please, never leave. See, you keep me calm and collected, and I died, but before you, I resurrected. In me lies the mist of the lyric, and for you, I will never quit. Instead, I'll represent, and I'm gonna give not 50, I'm gonna give you 100%. Why? Because you are my vent. So please, never leave. Leaving me will break infinity, and I need you here in my vicinity to become the center of my universe. You are the rib that gave birth to this woman, but you see, the girl came first, and I played with the words and made it rhyme, but after you, hun, I'm next in line. So please, never leave, because if you do, there's no more me. There's no more words for others to read. And immortal as words can be, there is no destiny without my poetry. And that's how I feel about my poetry. All right, so let's see here. We got some more music lined up. And BTR willing. Oh, goodness. I hope I can get this show through for the next 2 hours without too many complications.
statement is not up to par. My draws are too big and I can't afford maxi with wings. Still, my angels acknowledge me. Like champagne in a styrofoam cup, I'm gonna hack this. I'm gonna make this no matter what. I'm gonna feel like money even if my account is insufficient funds. At least I'm walking this dirt road. At least I'm standing. Water dripping from a hot tin roof. I'm sick and tired of chapped lips. Where's my number? When my mother keep telling me that it's coming up. Life is what you make it, what you put in it, how you walk with it. Guilty of struggles, but acquitted to believe. This mission got me stinging like bees, leaning for a flower. Angels acknowledge me and keep on blessing me. By far in my mind, I'm gone. Draws are too big. I'm gonna be like fire.
This life.
I want to do dumb things. I'm talking strolling in the park things, stealing kisses straddled on park swings in the daylight while the ice cream van sings a little melody for us to move to, like. I'm talking some midnight dedications of rare groove tunes, and we're all across London. We use the real names too, because we're not fazed by who call who a fool. See, I want to do everything with you, so
I fantasize about
you just every day, and I want to do just everything. Say baby, say everything, and now I wanna run holding hands. See, I know that we can do this in a field of purple grass sprayed with green or white tulips under a sky washed orange by an everlasting sunset. You know what? I ain't done yet.
Okay.
See, I want to catch a ride of some crimson colored stallion. We can sail a boat made of water straight into the horizon. Or we can catch a lift on a cloud that silver lining's really platinum. But you know what? I still ain't done yet. See, I want to... And I was thinking we could...
Sit away, baby.
And if you wouldn't mind a little...
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And if you're ready, we can always...
Oh, baby.
I'm fantasizing about the phone with you for hours and hours and hours and hours and hours. I'm no longer scared of your future, baby, because after tonight I'm gonna be in your history forever. See, I about you just every day, and I said do just say everything, say everything, say everything. I
fantasize about you every day, and I want to do just everything
for you,
baby. Just everything, and I fantasize about you every day, and I want to do just.
Hey, baby, I wish you could see what I have on right now. You're so sexy. Imagine how intense it would be to hold me right now. My song's playing.
At night, when you're far and I'm alone, I feel the fabric from your t-shirt flow through my side. I can still hear your baritone in my ear telling me you'll take it slow and die. Was in the mirror playing roles like you were here, I couldn't turn me on. So I fell asleep with the music on, woke up again hearing the same old song playing.
Give it to me deeper, giving me the fever. Now you got me beat up, this one is a keeper. Now the second verse is playing. Won't try to stand up, hold me while my hands up. Then the music gets up, and the seas will shift off. I'm thinking to myself again.
Thought I heard your name, my mind playing tricks on me again.
I hear knocks at the door, is that my baby home?
Why can it be a reality? Look at the clock and it's at 4:03 at night. You'll be arriving on a plane, then we'll be making love and hearing a song again.
Give it to me deeper, you're giving me the fever. This one is a keeper. Now the second verse is playing.
Won't we try to stand up? Hold me while my hands up.
When the music gets up and the seas will shift off,
I'm thinking to myself again.
See?
This is the replay of the Black Butterfly Show, and I was doing Ladies Night, so you were hearing strictly women poets and spoken word artists and music tonight. So, yeah, it's all love for the ladies tonight. Want to shout out Manny and the guests and the people listening via Facebook. Appreciate the love. We have a fellow host on VTR by the name of Manny who hosts a Spit Something, got a book out. And the CD doing big things. Whoop whoop. His CD is titled Reinvention, and that is available through CDBaby.com. And the book is titled From Within Words. So Google that and support the brother. You know, being a sovereign artist out here, we're trying to do all we can to get our word out and to share our works with others. So, you know, what you can do is support. You know, you want somebody to support you, please do the same for us. Appreciate that. Now, I have a piece here from a woman by the name of Ingrid. Oh, I'm trying to hear. Okay, and this one's titled False Man, Ingrid Johnson.
Beware of wolves in sheep's clothing, girlfriends.
Beware, girl.
They will tell you that you're not good enough in a very indirect way.
They always do.
That is how it all begins. Indirectly.
Everything is indirect nowadays.
They will belittle your small successes with even bigger downfalls.
Why is that?
They will never be happy for you. They will come one by one like sin crouching at your doorstep asking you what it is that you really want, but never quite giving it to you.
I've never had it.
They will whisper shallow thoughts into your soul, create desires in you that are questionable by inciting false hopes of a reality that you will never ever know, no matter how long you wait for it. Behind your back, in front of your face, they will mock you for your intensity to be loved.
I am intense.
They will appear to want what you want, to seek what you seek. But they will never love you unconditionally.
Oh my God, don't.
Because their rendition of love always comes with conditions. And that condition is lust.
Why is it always lust?
So don't you fall for it. Don't you fall for it at all.
Sadly, I have.
When you are with them, they will hinder your progress, undermine your independence, downplay your intelligence by calling everything you say, think, and do cute sexiness. As they attempt to lure you away from God.
I'm sorry, God.
But don't you let them do it, for you will regret it, and lose everything that makes you you in the first place. When you are alone, they will tell you all the things you long to hear, all the things you never heard much of when you were a girl. Like, I love you, you are so beautiful, girl.
And you believe them too.
Then they will wrap you up in lust and ship you off to never, never, I will never marry you land, because I'm secretly waiting for a good girl that I can respect.
Someone guys do that.
That is something that they will not tell you directly, but something that you will learn eventually, after many, many years of heartache and pain. After you notice a continuous cycle in your life happening over and over again, that is when you'll start to recognize the demons in your life.
They're everywhere.
pretending to believe in you, pretending to care, pretending to grasp your spirituality by reciting a few lines from the Bible as if it were their own personal diary, all the while claiming to see the God in you, but not inside of the church, because there are soulless creatures walking around in empty shells, waiting for the moment that you compromise your standards, bend on your beliefs and let them into your heart and eventually into your bed. So guard your heart diligently. Keep your eyes wide open to the truth, and in precious time, they will reveal themselves eventually.
Some are clever.
Then you will know just what to do. Slam the door to your heart shut immediately and never open it up for them again. Because real men,
where are they?
Real men come courting in the daytime and not at 3 a.m. with a true offer of friendship and a real commitment built on trust, bearing their hearts and souls to you with God's true intentions for you and not their own sexual agendas.
They always have agendas.
Trying their best to undermine God's ordained plan for you by messing up your life. Trust me when I say to you, girlfriends, make sure you look out for those wolves in sheep's clothing. There are so many of them these days.
Straight cheese, rhymes I make these. Whack MCs, I hate these. Radio consistently play these generic, gimmicky compositions. Got me pulling the ink off my sheets and slapping cats with my parentheses. Filling these listeners of lyricism with BS, polluting their paragraphs with materialistic philosophy, pouring propaganda into the mind of the influential. It's detrimental. This gets me violent, crawling through 200 degrees sand in search of an oasis in this desert of hip hop. I'm on a quest to quench my thirst with verse that is creative, but all that's in the atmosphere is money and bitches, jewelry, illegal activity, squandering greenback for mere possessions. It gets me agitated. I'm irritated, aggravated. I'm ready to spit wisdom, pour knowledge in your Kool-Aid. I'm ready to murder these so-called murderous MCs. Yo, you ain't a drug trafficker. You make your money off of mediocre metaphors laced with make-believe massacres. You're not a rapper, you a character. Got me ready to attack you rivals with a rifle loaded with semicolons and exclamation points and pop off until you get the point. Cause sometimes I get homicidal thoughts. See these 9mm of rhymes be committing crimes in the back of the mind. And when my tongue cocks back on the hammers of hot raps, I bust off quicker than an impotent senior citizen. Assassin feminine, got you hesitant to hold your pen. I got that dime flow with nickel-plated sentences, ghostwriting for my nemesis and charge high percentages. I'm a simile specialist with vest that bulletproofer, infected with a verbal tumor. I'm sick, injecting my virus on your computer just so you can download my hot flow. Y'all beg me to sneeze on your loose leaf sheets and blow my nose and you're inadequate prose. Hell no, black rose like I who rode the underground railroad. Cause I refuse to slay for radio play, and I refuse to hear the nonsense you got coming my way. I can tell by the way you write, you must be Wine Love Jones and play brother to the night. Recite that shit till you get it right, am I right? Of course I am, you ignorant, arrogant Africans. Cut your shenanigans, you're a lyrical embarrassment. Have you vanished into low like Napster on the internet. Keep coming with the corny poetry, you'll be in a hole, see? Deep like 6 feet, it's unattractive. Drop so much shit, you flow laxatives. I'm the adolescent with a flow so abundant, it assassinates the game's redundance. I'm above it. Stop playing. Your amazing phrasing was really a fabrication of articulation, defacing realness with the basics. You pale like Michael's pigmentation. Your skill is a figment of your A&R's imagination. If you just wrote some rhyme that you have in your mind instead of conforming to the norm that you heard all the time, you'd be fine. But in the meantime, I'll be in the audience, not applauding your fraudulence to make you my rival with thoughts homicidal. Cause sometimes, just sometimes, I get homicidal thoughts.
me diamonds. You could buy me pearls. Take me on a cruise around the world.
Baby, you know I'm worth it.
Dinner lit by candles. Run my bubble. Not your soul, but a show that you know she is worth your time. You will lose if you choose to refuse to put her first. She will if she can find a man who knows her worth.
Replay of the Black Butterfly Poetry Show, Ladies Night. It has been a rough, rough ride, and I've been getting messages from all the fellow BTR hosts that some of them have been having problems with the site today as well as myself. But I'm still trying to keep it coming here with the music and the poetry. But right now, I cannot see my switchboard, so I will be wrapping you up for just a moment. Hopefully I can get this back up and running. I do have a piece that I'm going to share in just a moment. All right. Shout out to those in the chat room. We got guest 6665, Lyric Wise, Manny, and Miss Spoon. Thank you guys for the support and what you've been doing within the chat room. I appreciate that. All right. So this piece here I have is titled, I Had a Love So Strong. Before I go into this piece, I do want to let you know that I do post my poetry up in a form that is located on blackplanet.com. I don't know how many people do still go over there, but if you do have a page over there, check out Black Women Poetry. There is a whole lot of poets over there doing their thing and posting up their work and networking and what have you. You might find some helpful information if you are too trying to publish and or create your CD or what have you. Okay, so here we go. I had a love so strong. Oh, yes. So strong that we met when we were underage, left our comfort zone and reunited at a later date. When all the dreams and goals were running late, when lives had been intervened, when baby mamas and daddy fled the scene. Yes, I had a love so strong. So very strong. So strong we dived into each other like best friends and brothers. Sentimental conversation was a great combination to this future foundation. Yes, I had a love so strong. So strong we married, and yes, out his seed I wanted to carry. I wanted a little house on the prairie, A-F-A-M-I-L-Y, but now I sigh. I had a love so strong, so very strong. So strong that the pain didn't wait long, and I'm here crying to sad songs. I kept my faith and started reading songs. I had a love so strong, so very strong. So strong that he left me alone. He ended up in another woman's home, a woman that hurts him without recognition. And now look at this awkward position. A woman's intuition I knew before. I didn't need to listen. You are weak and that's what she played on. How can we be when it's already gone? I had a love so strong, so very strong, so strong that the marriage upheld, but my love, I withheld. Because I can forgive, but I just can't forget. Stop this game of Russian roulette. Now it's time for your ass to sweat. I had a love so strong that he promised me it all, but those were the words that he said last fall. The seasons changed, and so did he. But as sure as the sky is blue, God up above will bring this union through. I had a love so strong. And that be that piece right there that you can find in The Elements of Love and Drama, which is my book that is for sale through AuthorHouse.com. Also can find it on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, et cetera, et cetera. It is an online-based book, so if you happen to go in a bookstore, they will say you have to order it. So it's best to get it offline. All right. And I am still pushing through the motions here. I have about an hour left in the show, and I still have some tracks that I would like to share with you guys. Unfortunately, I do not have the switchboard up, but hopefully it'll be popping up within a few minutes. While we still have time, let me go ahead and let you know that Poetry After Dark does carry a website. That website is a meme site that can be found at this URL, www.poetryafterdarknl, which stands for nightlife.meme.com. And you don't have to join, of course, but just go over there and check us out because we're doing big things.
You never know when. You never know. You never, 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 never know. No, 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 no. You never know.
right, and you're back in with the replay of the Black Butterfly Poetry Show, where we were featuring ladies only. This is Ladies Night, spoken word artists and poets. We have heard from Rochelle, Mahogany, Ingrid, Miss Lyric, Floetry, Cassandra, and Kalo. So we had quite a few tracks to play through for. Want to welcome in colorpeople.net. Thank you for coming through. And Jeff CC, thank you for coming through. Guest 7122, thank you for coming through and listening to the show. I'm your host, the Angelic Poetess, and I'm about to read you guys a piece from the Black Woman Poetry Group. And again, for those who just stepped in, if you ain't have a chance to get over there yet and you have a Black Planet page, it's Black Woman Poetry. And the username will be Deefa, D-E-E-F-A. Feel free to join that group. Now, is it geared towards the Black women? But we do have men to come over and read our stuff and also create responses for the poetry that we post up there. So, I mean, sometimes you'll see a form, 3 or 4 pages on it of responses. It's a really neat group. So check it out when you can. Upcoming for Poetry After Dark, I'm very, very pleased to announce that we will be having Mark Marcel as a guest sometime in the month of November. Big ups for me because I was so proud to actually get him. He was honored to do it, and yeah, so be looking out for that particular show because we will be having him in our house. Okay, so I'm up to actually looking for the piece, bear with me, that I'm going to read to you guys. Now, she has a screen name. The piece is titled My Escape, and her screen name is Miss P. So while that, I'm waiting for that to pull up. I wonder how many of you out there heard of TalkShoe. It's another internet radio site out there that also allows you to run an internet radio show. And Poetry After Dark might be getting over there. I'm not sure. I don't know how much longer I'm going to tolerate this inconsistency from BTR. It's not even cool that they take us through some time trying to run a show. And some people say it's from all the shows that's on at one time. I don't think so. I think it's something else. Maybe they don't have enough space for all our shows, and they're looking way over their head. Whatever the case may be, they need to get their stuff together. Okay, so here we go with the piece, My Escape. And again, this is from Miss T, and she's in the Black Woman Poetry Group. This morning, while in the shower, I thought of you. I turned the shower low, making a soft, misty rain. I closed my eyes. I escaped from the harsh realities of this day and lost myself in the soft, warm water spray. Pause for Calgon. Take me away. Moment. That I was when I felt your kiss. It was soft, warm, and wet, and moved over my body easily, seeking, caressing, and most delicate, sensitive places. Your stimulated passion hitting deeply within and making me desire you even more. I dare not open my eyes for fear of losing this exquisite moment. Your touch, your presence, your passion, you are my escape. I know that's right. There ain't nothing like having a significant other that you can escape with. Manny, if you want to get on the line, I will definitely open it up for you right now. I cannot. Oh, yeah, I can. I don't have no out in the Switch World right now. So, yeah, call me if you want to get on. I am playing all women poetry tracks. Hey, people don't want to call in sick. That's all good. I do have plenty, plenty, plenty in store that I do on a weekly basis. I go out and look for this poetry for the show for you guys. So it's all good. But if you want to call in and sit, you know, my door is always open. Don't be scared. let's see here. I think we want to go ahead and play some more poetry. I have DJ Deezy D, my dog, and this is Close Your Eyes. All right, Close Your Eyes. Deezy D, you're going to take this number round two. Let's try again. Oh, whatever. And you know, I done heard your tracks already, Manny. And you do not suck. Stop saying that. You know, he's trying to be. I think he wants us to pump his head up, ladies. That's what that is. And it ain't going to happen. You get your head pumped up after you sit live, if that's what you want to do. But if you heard Manny sit before, he is no slouch. He definitely got some skills going on with him. Thank you all for your patience. I'm still awaiting the switchboard to play this track for us. And people don't know, but Miss Cece up here, incognito, up in the chat room, I heard she spits as well. I don't think I ever heard of spit before, but yeah, I think she be doing a little poetry herself. And I think I heard that from off of Depp Show and the Educated Poet. So Cece, you need to stop hiding and shaking, girlfriend. If you spit poetry, we ain't gonna bite. You can definitely spit for us if that's what you wanna do. My chat room is, if you wonder what I'm laughing about, I'm just looking at my chat room. People who can't get in the chat room, you don't get the whole midst of the show unless you actually get a chance to step into the chat room because, boy. Who would have known text can be so funny? But yes, it can. All right, guys, you might be hearing me all night long. I got about 40 more minutes left, and I'm still waiting to get some juices running through my switchboard here. But I myself have plenty of poetry for you. You know, I can read to you guys if that's what you would like. Can I get something in chat room for me to read another piece if that's what y'all want to hear? Say something. I am going to write a long, long email to these folks tomorrow. They're going to hear from me. This has just been one of the roughest shows I ever had. Goodness. Still waiting. Let me see here. What else did we got coming up? Also, if you ever heard of Chanel Gabriel, look her up and check out her work. I have played some of her work on my show. I know Ivy Wise has played some of her work as well. She is on MySpace. If you're on MySpace, at www.myspace.com/Chanel. And that's S-H-A-N-E-L-L-E, Gabriel. Check her out, though. She's real nice with her lyrics, and I'll be having her on the show this coming December. So definitely check her out.
Yes, DDD. I picked the beat, so what? You know, it spoke to me. It spoke to me, y'all. I see you sighing, I see you crying. And in your hot love, girl, I see you dying. Fighting for your kids, they fight for you. Close your eyes, get on your knees, you don't know what to do. And I see you leaving, I see you cheating. And if you don't leave soon, I see him beating on you. Until you're black and blue, or until you're lifeless. Your life is priceless. Years to walk away, cause you're a housewife while he gets paid. Can't pass up and go away. So you take the insults until they take a toll on you. And the person in the mirror doesn't recognize you. But you see God does, and he's showing you lots of love. And he knows through the rain, baby, you're gonna see the sun. So keep on praying and doing what you gotta do. Listen to your children, and God will see you through. And just close your eyes. Feeling this pop your head. I could and you always took it. I tried to give you my all and I wasn't stupid. Because my all wasn't good enough for you, I looked to you instead of God. That's why I walked around confused. You were my false reality that never set up with me. A concentration of lust that'll be the death of me. My understudy and I knew you weren't meant to teach. Extended my arm but always too scared to reach. Stood on the soapbox was never ever fit to preach. Just like an eye we would never ever ever sink. But then God brought me back to reality. Show me what I need to do to bring out the best in me. So I stepped away from my fantasy world. And I stepped away from my fantasy world. And now I'm back to reality. And now I see I'm on the merry, merry tip. It's the God in me. Just close your eyes. Close your eyes, close your eyes. Bet y'all didn't know I was poetic, did y'all? I ain't spit a poem in a minute. I close my eyes to dream the dreams and stories that have yet been told, hoping to bring them to life on a scholastic tip like highlights, so my life will be embedded in ink and people will read about my stories of sin, gluttony, envy, and salvation, extending my salutations to those who saw the light before me, because I too am not truly saved but no longer ignorant and naive to the things that surround me, but I have been washed and fabricated like Downy and ready to put back on my clothes and step out into the world again, knowing that temptation is all around me, but I have the armor of glory surrounding me, always guarding me, always holding me down like a mother would do for her child, not allowing them to go wild, and when they are in fear she would simply say, get on your knees, give it to the Lord and pray, and close them. Bobby heads this, if you're feeling this. DVD, I took this, yes I did. So what? If you believe, just close your eyes and let them take you there. And dream, you feel me? DVD and I'm out. One.
For Chanel.
It's called A Message to My Girls.
Keep your heads up and your skirts down. Girls that'll be seen, not heard, so I better not hear the sounds. Close your legs, cross your ankles, shut your mouth when you chew. Do as I say and not as I do. And you will bloom into a woman. My mother implanted these seeds to assist me in blooming into a lady. But evidently, these same seeds have not been planted into today's soil. Like, water mixing with oil, words choosing to blend into young minds. Signs of last days and times where young men shall be lovers of themselves and young women lovers of everything but themselves. Whether it be material wealth or baby fat belts, whether it be coming and getting her groove on or putting some Prada shoes on. In no other name but the mighty name of fashion. Wig check, CBT cards given in rations. The chicks who spend their pay on the latest fashion update. They strive to gain the whole world, yet lose their young souls, because they never learned how cold that winter was, or how it pays to be more careful. And we've all heard tales that should have made them more fearful. Alas, I see thoughts from their youth, uncouth and chains loosed in the world. And I'm talking about these little girls, I want to call them young ladies. But to see them on the 2 train and the V80, I have to wonder. Does self-love stop when training bras come, or class and self-esteem leave and they begin to bleed, slowly leaking the innocence they embodied, losing the love that they had in themselves? Don't they know too much BET is bad for your health? Constantly watching pornographic portrayals again, it on and popping, booties dropping, former models now copping Bob's Video Vixen Award. Imagine getting an award for being a video whore. Like that's something you'd want to be. With little kids and teen parties acting like little Kim trainees. Realize the only difference between a dub and a lap dance is you do all the work and it's for free. Know every single song on MTV, but can't tell me the equivalent of 3 times 3. Can't read more than a Word Up magazine. Wonder why our kids go to lowest on the SATs, 10 p.m. on a school night, and they still running the streets. Men's gonna be saying, ooh, pick me. Pimp me, please, because all I see is young girls in grown men's faces, equivocating love with attention. In their mind, love equals physical affection, and this is an infection that's spreading faster than any disease. The way our preteens sell their chastity with ease, and Satan doesn't go blow for blow, he just goes straight for the throat. And he knows that our budding generation is our only hope. So while we promote premature growth and pro-choice pregnancies, possibly the prelude to premeditated aborted leaders with lasting legacies, we may simply end the spirit of us, and our tomorrow may never be. So come together, my sisters and brothers. Know that you ought to be your daughter's first lovers. Teach them to forget the masses, to value their classes over how big their asses, to value self-respect over obtaining temporal objects, to be not conformed to this dis-short and pain-stricken world, but to be just what they are, young girls. And let the seeds be planted, focus on growing what's internal. The external will bloom later, but the internal is the only thing that is eternal. And let no man, no man take their crown. Remind them to keep their heads up and their skirts down.
All right, and you're tuned into the replay of the Black Butterfly Poetry Show, Ladies Night, and that was Chanel Gabriel. I am a huge fan of this girl. No shame in my game. She is such an inspiration. I dig her lyrics. I dig how she flow. Everything is just right. So anyhow, I got a call on the line. I have Miss Spoon on my line for the very first time. Sweetie, as soon as I can get you through the matrix. Then we'll be able to get you on. As you know, I've been struggling with the switchboard, so cross your fingers. All right. No, not yet. Hang on, this iPhone. And I just found out that Manny, that's in our chat room, knows apparently this Francis Chanel girl. All the things I went through to actually find this girl, I could have just went to you. Didn't know you actually knew her. Just a good look. Hang on, Miss Phone. I'm still trying to get you in there. All right. Let's see here. Okay. Welcome, guest 7247 and Liberal Voice. Thank you for coming through. All right, I'm still waiting, Miss Thorne. Hopefully, it'll act right, girlfriend. I'm just sitting here waiting. I got your, I clicked for your mic to be unmuted, but it has not gotten unmuted yet. So in the meantime, in between time, while I'm waiting to get Miss Thorne online, I'm going to be reading you guys this piece I just wrote. I have posted on Facebook, so if you are a friend of mine on Facebook and you have the opportunity to actually go read it, I don't do too much posting on Facebook, but sometimes I do. Definitely check that out. And we wait. So here we go. I'm going to go ahead and spit this piece while my switchboard figure out what it wants to do. Again, I titled this piece, Breaking These Chains. As I look back on the previous engagements of my life, I wonder if I was to listen to those words of wisdom and guidance, would my life be any different? Would the shades in my life be brighter? A fighter in life is what was made, but I need to break these chains. Chain links one by one, when nothing matters to me under the sun, and when I look in the mirror and wonder what I become. The sun rises and sets on my face and will, the will to survive and not close my eyes and hide, to not roll over and just die. I just want to ask why things are. Why does the night seem longer than the day? Why must we have choices impossible to comprehend, judgments by others and false represent? Everything's a puzzle, a line not present. An adolescent robbed of his purity, but just for a second, pretend. Pretend it's just you and me. Walk this line and get a glimpse of this journey. I want to break these chains that sent all this rain and supplied all this pain. I don't want this no more. I really don't. Moving forward is the destiny. It's my goal. Fold the past and shape it to its destination. And grasp in all that makes me who I am. I am poetry. No lie, I am woman until the end, and I am a child of God. This is my life, and I must break this chain, for the cycle is only in use when I engage, so I release the rage and I turn the page. See, I'm on this stage, but I can only close the curtain, and that's that piece to be continued. I'm going to put some more to that one right there. Shoot, guys, we still don't have my switchboard back up, and I was really wanting to hear what Miss Thorne had to say. Hopefully, she can hang on while I work through this. All right, to you, Manny. You got her home number and cell number, huh? I ain't asking for it. It's like I look like calling her. I have talked to her through email, but, you know, I ain't going to call her. I feel like she wanted me to have the number. She'd have gave it to me, right? I tell you one thing. She's a very, very busy lady because it took me a minute to get up with her. You know, for those in the chat room that don't know who Mark Marcel is, definitely check him out. I believe he has his website. You can just Google Mark Marcel, and it should take you to the links. He's also on MySpace, doing it real big. He's on YouTube as well. he has videos of his work. So I heard some of his work and really pulled me out of my seat that I had to, you know, touch bases with him and definitely get him on the show for you guys because I know you will enjoy this guy. So, yeah, I'm just going to keep doing our thing with this poetry, you know. Hopefully, as time moves on, we can actually get more of the black women poetry females to actually step up to the mic because that's what I'm gearing at. I actually pulled a few from my group, but they are not yet ready to actually sit. It's really a learning process, and I guess you just don't when you become a writer, you just can't automatically step into fitness, because, you know, that's a whole other aspect of your work, actually performing it and bringing it to life, you know. So I'm very patient with my girl, and I know it took me quite some time to actually been able to get on the mic and spit my work, because really it was just about writing it and have people read it. I never thought to take it to another level like that and actually share it. But, you know, some people can actually understand better if you recite it versus they them reading it, because when I post my poetry up in the group, I can post something up and they will not know what I'm talking about whatsoever, or they get their own ideas of what my poetry stands for. Whereas when you spit your work, you can tell them what it means and you can actually bring it to life through its true meaning. All right. So anyhow, we got about 23 minutes left in this show, and I still don't have a switchboard, so you guys are going to be hearing me talk. Poetry After Dark will be airing again on Friday. And shout out to my show, because even with the technical problems I had today, I mean, nonetheless, all the other shows have been doing very well. Audience has been growing. People are coming through and networking and everything. So that's a good look, because Poetry After Dark came a long way, very long way. And too many, you know, as I told my love, just don't stop with BTR as far as your listeners are concerned. Me, myself, I average about 600 listeners, whether it be via archives or Facebook or what have you. So promote your show, you know. Definitely get out there and promote your show, because BTR is just one avenue, and for all the problems they give us, but they still give us a lot of avenues to link our shows to other sites so people can listen without having to come to BTR, and that's what's up. You know, you can use the phone, you can have a player on a website or what have you, and, you know, gain more audience for your show. So that's why, that's what I have been doing, and that's what really works for me, and it's actually been a positive thing. It's been going up and up each day as far as the listeners concerned. A lot of people do not want to come to the website, which is cool. You know, not a big thing. Okay, let's see here. And we're still waiting on the switchboard. I'm not sure if we have Ms. Spoon still on the line or not. But if you are still there and listening, we have not got the switchboard back up yet to bring you on to sit, which is a disappointment, because I really wanted you to get on and sit, because I never had you on before, so, you know, I wanted to have you on the sit. But there'll be other times. If we can't get you on tonight, we definitely can try and get you to swing through Friday and spit something for us. All right. I'm going to be throwing some links up in the chat room for you guys to check out. I know when I actually say the URL, it's hard for you guys to hurry up and write it down or what have you, so I'll make it a little easier and just post them up in the chat room. Okay, we're going to try to open up this switchboard again. Okay. Now, I do not have Ms. Spoon on, but I do see the Educator Poet, and I also see a 304 number. Hmm.
Nice. Let me try to bring in an educated poet. If you have not heard, if you just got on the line, I am having problems with the switchboard, and I'm not able to bring people in. Oh, but I got you on, so speak for me so I can make sure I got you on.
Who, me? Y'all want to hear from poor little old me? I had no idea y'all were going to call me up to the mic.
There you go. You was a football boy.
Well, that was my best impersonation of Brown from Meet the Browns when he went up to his daddy's funeral.
Oh, I didn't even see that movie.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, but don't feel bad. DTRs have been having problems with the switchboard since last night. I know my switchboard went down on me in the middle of the morning show.
For 1 second, Depp. I got Poetic Flows up in the house. Big ups to Anne-Marie. Hang on for a second. Dang, girl, I want to hear you too. Shoot. But big up to you, sweetie. Like I said, I've been going through some technical problems. I tried to pull you on, but you might end up coming through. So if you can just speak and we can see if we can hear you.
Can you hear me?
Oh, see, there you go.
Ow, that's
what's happening?
What's up, girl? Oh,
man, I was trying to help you. I was trying to send you private messages, like refresh your screen. You know what I mean? Sometimes you got to, like, just work with BTR. What's going on, the educated poet?
Not much, just chilling in between shows, y'all. That's all, just
what's
chilling in between shows.
Right. You taking a breather real quick, must be.
Real
quick.
I got one coming up in 15 minutes.
Wow. Well, you know what? Actually, shout out to my girl, Lyric Wise, because for real, she sent me an email telling me to get over here now. So I was like, oh, all right. You know what I mean? So I've never came to the show, but you are doing a wonderful job because I know how it is when BTR messes up for real, for real.
Actually, I got a question. I'm not sure if I have a show or not.
What happened?
Because I don't know if I have a show tonight. I don't know if I'm supposed to host the show tonight. I know somebody else was supposed to be hosting the show for me.
How you not know?
Lord, what's today, yo? Oh, my God.
How you?
Don't do that to me.
Oh, man.
Because today is Tuesday.
I can't
Tuesday.
Do it.
I'm supposed to have... See, the Angelic Poet is supposed to host a show for me on Tuesday and Thursday.
So this is you putting her on blast on air.
Oh.
He ain't blasting me. He know what the heck he's
doing. I'm not putting on blast. I know she's having technical difficulties. So I'm like, if she has a problem on that show, she might have a problem with the other show. So I ain't got no problem. I can fill in. I ain't got no problem with it.
Right, because the proof is right here, you know.
Dang, homie.
Oh, I would never put my girl on blast. Mm-mm.
Yeah, you do. Stop it. Yes,
well,
you know
what?
She's on live radio, not when she's around.
Well, it's nice to meet you, D'Angela. I'm butchering your name, D'Angela Poet, because I haven't, you know, I haven't came across you before. So I don't know if you've ever came to my show, but I definitely haven't been here before.
Yeah, see, I changed my name.
Okay.
You see me? It's Miss Poetic D.
Oh, see, this is what happens when you change your name. And we don't, like, know, and you don't send out, like, a disclaimer or a warning to everybody.
Hey, Marie.
I know.
Hey, Marie.
Yeah.
She changed her name about 4 months ago.
Okay. So what that mean? I'm 4 months late?
Uh-huh.
No, I'm not, because I can barely remember one name. That's what I'm trying to say.
Like, I remember her telling me that, too. That she
I got to remember. Like, you know what I'm saying? You know how much, you know how many people Poetic Flows get? Come on. But.
Miss Stone. Call back in, Miss Stone.
But you know what? I did have a piece. Like, you know what I mean? I'm always ready to do me. Hold on. I got to find it, though. Hold up. Stop playing.
Well, while she's looking for hers, I got mine ready.
No, mine's just right here, sweetie. Don't even, like, don't do that. You know what I'm saying? We ain't got that many minutes left. We're going to fight for minutes now. Like, now that it's 10 minutes left in the show. But No, I do have a piece, and then I'll get out your way or whatever. Since I heard you said, you know, you want more ladies to step up. I'm definitely a lady. Definitely love to step up to the mic any chance that I get. So this piece is called My Real Name, and it's not that long. And I've read it before. It's a fun piece. I like it. So I got the mic?
Yep.
All right, here we go. I want to enunciate each syllable in my name like I own it, like I believe it stands for more than just a part of who I am. I want it to define me because it holds precisely the key to a door that's been locked by life. I want all who hear this name to envision my name drawn next to its portrait, and I want its colors to mingle, then fill my pen up with an ink that bleeds with consistency. I want it to fill my life up with meaningful embraces that contour the shape of purpose, understanding, acceptance, and accountability. I want my name to tick with the same talk of time. I want it to get stuck on play so that I never press rewind to go back to the moment when I said, I'm not worthy. Instead, let's fast forward to the me that says, I deserve this because I am this. I want my name to be indifferent to bullshit. I want her to ignore it as a deaf woman would ignore a sound that sat directly on her eardrum. I want my name to be my sixth sense, my third eye, my intuition, offering me visions that chill with me in reality and not just in my dreams. You see, I want my name to define me, to mold me, to hold me. But wait, I haven't even told you what my first name is yet. You might think that it is May A. Marie, and some who really know me might think that it is Amber. I can tell you that it is not. Great, artistic, loving, passionate, righteous, talented, poet, spoken word, artist, mother, fiance, lover, teacher, student, enemy, friend, counselor, woman, see. All of these are small individual letters in my name. Some may hold even more significance by sounding out the vowels, but they are not my name itself. No, my name is simply growth. For no matter what part of me you see today, whether it be immature or young, deep or divine, classy or ghetto, please always know that I am growing into the better part of that moment tomorrow. And if you thought I shine today, if you thought my light just couldn't get any brighter, then you thought wrong. And I'm going to need you to pull up a chair, get real comfortable, and order a jumbo bag of popcorn and extra large Coke with a side order of nachos. Because the one thing that I can promise you, the one thing that I know for sure, is that my show, my fireworks, my story has only just begun. See, I want to enunciate each syllable in my first name like I own it. I want to keep its registration and license in my glove compartment forever. I want to sign my name on its title, and I want to make payments every month that are always on time and first priority on my list for bills. I want to grow daily. I want to always embrace the part of me that not only says I can, not only says I will, but the part of me that says I am. And in doing so, I become. And in becoming, I grow always into me. Okay, and that's it. Peace.
Wow. Okay, you typing just too much depth. I know that's you. I had some applause for you, but, you know, my switch was just totally whacked out. So, yay. Thank you so much.
So you guys can hear what I'm saying now.
Yeah, we could be
Yeah,
we got you.
I know you got a mute button.
Loud and clear.
Click, 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 click. That's all we listening to. Okay, Deb, now he want to get real quiet like he ain't doing anything. But Anne-Marie, that was definitely hot. I love your flow. That's nice.
Thank you. No problem.
Thank you, because girlfriend ain't really, Miss Spoons called in, but I couldn't get her on, but usually they don't really step up to the mic like that, so I'm trying to put some fire under these ladies.
You know what,
we see that
at Poetic Flows, we see that more men seem to be able to step up to the mic than females, but that's always been one of my things, is to not only encourage people to step up to the mic, but to actually help them. So anybody who ever wants my personal number and they're like, I want to practice with you on the phone first, because I know your first time can be nervous, you know what I'm saying? But I'm always there to help people practice and, like, you know, and to give them any, like, support that they need or encouragement or advice, whatever it is, you know, just because we do want to see more of our sisters, more of our females just kind of like step up and show that we got voices too. You know what I mean?
Definitely. Definitely. All right, Mr. Depp, what you got for us?
Oh, look, can you guys hear me now?
We always heard
Lord
you.
Lord have mercy.
No, I'm saying because, like, 5 seconds into you starting your piece, I lost all sound on the phone.
I was your phone, homie. What phone you got? Shout it out. Shout out your phone service so we can know what not to get.
I got the same phone service the Angelic got. It's not me. It's BTR. I'm like,
why you mad? Just shout out your phone. If it's Sprint,
you know,
say Sprint.
You put me up
just,
in
that. If it's Sprint, say Sprint. Just shout it out.
It ain't
Come
Sprint.
On. What is it?
I got AT&T.
AT&T
ain't no better. I just dropped AT&T. They ain't no better. They ain't no
I'm
better.
I'm
not
No, it wasn't a phone. I'm like, I heard D'Angelic typing, but I couldn't hear you spit.
But
no,
we could hear
you
though. We could hear you though. That's the whole point. We heard you breathing and all that.
It was pretty hard there.
That's why I got so loud in my
piece.
I had to like outshine your breathing.
That's my fan blowing.
No, homie.
Beth, you got 7 minutes, baby. 7 minutes.
All right, cool. All right, I got mine. Yeah, because I got to run after this. But I just wanted everybody to know that I want to write a poem. I want to write a poem to move the crowd. I want to write a poem and read it out loud. I want to write a poem that'll make you proud. I want to write a poem that'll make you think. I want to write a poem that'll take you to the brink. But be careful, because you'll miss it if you blink. I want to write a poem about wealth and riches, and not a poem filled with hoes and bitches or about wannabe thugs of Miss Snitches. See, I just want to write a poem that I can read out loud. Kind of poem that'll make you proud. Definitely a poem that'll move this crowd. See, I want to write a poem that'll cause you to meditate, make you stop, pause, rewind, and hesitate. And I want to read this poem in each and every state. See, I need to write a poem that'll make even you proud, a poem to move even the toughest crowd. This poem, even you can read out loud. I want to write a poem that's the shit. I want this poem to be a smash hit. I want to write a poem that make other poets just say, I quit. I just want to write to make you proud. I just want to write to move the crowd. I just want to write and read out loud. Hell, y'all, I just want to write.
All right. No sound effects tonight, buddy. Yay!
I'm all good.
Deb, have you did any writing lately?
I want to say the last piece I wrote might have been the collab piece I did with you.
That's sad. Aren't you the educated poet?
Yeah, I'm on sabbatical.
You are. So you are the educated poet, right? Okay. The educated poet needs to write, yo. You can't be the educated poet if you're not writing.
Yeah, but everybody needs to take everybody takes a sabbatical every now and then.
Now and then, baby, it's been months.
Wait a minute, I took it back. I wrote a few things. I wrote a few things. I just haven't been sharing them.
All right, but I would like to hear some new stuff.
All right, next time.
All right. All right, man. Go ahead, get up and start to show up, and hopefully I can get in chat. I don't know if you see my picture. I come through, but I can never get in chat. So most of the time I have to
like
hit
the phone.
Like I said, BTR
been tripping today, so. You know, I don't know what's going on.
Oh,
oh,
snap. Have y'all
One
heard about
house.
Talk 2? Oh, that's my man. Y'all heard
about
Talk 2?
Talk 2.
Hey, Anne-Marie, are you still on the phone?
Yeah, I'm here.
Have you ever heard of Talk 2?
No. What is that?
It's another site that does the internet radio.
Wait, what's it called?
Talk 2.
Talk 2?
Like a tennis shoe. Talk 2.
Talk Shoe. So that would be www.talkshoe.com.
That's correct.
And they do like the same thing as Blog Talk does? Like, let me find out.
The same thing, but I'm not sure if they added the chat room yet. But I found a way to get around that. I can open up Tiny Chat and get people to go over there. And because I'm really thinking of rolling out.
Okay.
I don't know if I can keep saying
it. Yeah, Angelic.
Yes.
I'm going to tell you the easiest way to do your chat.
Okay.
Send everybody to Poetry After Dark and use your chat room right there on your own website.
Hmm. That's a good one. Okay. Yeah, I mean, I've been looking at TalkShoe for quite a while, and I listen to the shows. I don't hear them going through none of the things that we go through here on BTR.
Right. And you know what? A lot of people are expressing that. Even the people who are playing for the premium packages are very, very unsatisfied. It's not worth it. I mean, I've never paid for any premium anyway, but I do know people who are paying for it, and they're getting just the same bad service as everybody else.
And BTR
never tries to compensate them at all. So.
But see, premium, it all depends on what you're doing with your show. See, premium is working for me because I do more than one show a day.
I mean, to me, there's only parts of the premium package that I want. Like, seriously, you know what I mean? And because they don't offer those parts, they say they are looking into it and they are trying to separate it. But they kind of just give you, like, you just take the whole package. I don't want the whole package, to be honest. You know what I'm saying? And I don't know, it might depend on what you're trying to do with your show. But I know Poetic Flows, like, we do, and now I have Poetic Flows in the after show. I mean, that's 4 hours. I'm good. Like, come on. You know what I'm saying? 4 hours, that's a work
that's
day.
Enough.
Yeah, that's enough. You know what I'm saying? After 4 hours, you know, even you get sick of hearing your own voice. So it's kind of like, you know, it's like you don't want to overwhelm people, you know? So.
Well, I do want to tell you this about the premium. They done changed a whole lot right now.
Yeah, they did.
It used to be if you paid for the $39.99 premium, you got the chance to do a 2 hour show, a 3 hour show. But now, if you want to do a 3 hour show, if you haven't already signed up for it, in order for you to be able to do a 3 hour show, you got to pay $99 a month.
Yeah, they changed a lot of stuff.
Perfect.
Even the new shows, for you to get a new show right now, like for the people who are coming in, they're only getting an hour slot.
I just figured that out. Oh my goodness.
They're only getting an hour slot, and they're only getting 5 callers on the switchboard. That is so funny. You only get 5 callers, and then your switchboard is in queue. Like, no more callers. Like, come on now, homie.
Well, see,
what am I doing with 5 callers?
But
I don't have that problem.
But see, the thing about it is the other shows, we only had 10.
No, in the beginning, see, you weren't around as long as Party Flows. In the beginning, we had 20.
Yeah.
Right, but I'm trying to say they dropped it down to 10.
Yeah, no, mine's, I get about 12. So it's not 10, it's 12. I get 12 callers. And what happens is like, I'll take people in on three-way. I'll do what, you know, I'm resourceful. But, and also, we encourage people, like, okay, if you can listen to the show on your computer, listen to the show on your computer. So you actually end up getting more than 10. But, you know, we can only get 12 callers in at a time.
Right.
So.
Hey, y'all, I would love to tap y'all, but I got to go start my show in about...
I'm off the air anyhow. Definitely off the air. But it was nice chatting up with you. But real quick, it's not worth it. I would not pay that much money for that crap. And if you are a senior host, you're pretty good.
Yeah, exactly. I've already been on here. I already get my 2 hours free. I already get my, like I said, I get 12 people in my callers, and I really don't need any more because I have other ways to hook that up. So I'm straight. Like, I feel sorry for the other people who are coming on, though, because they're not getting even that little bit of service. So I don't know. Sorry for them, but... I don't know how long your show's been on. I'm not sure if you get the 2 full hours.